Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Calms me down, puts me in the room with you, and we are ready to rock and roll. Look at that hat.
Right.
I want one of those hats. That hat is to the nine.
Okay? Try my hat.
That hat is bad. Let me see that band. I like that band. It's got some like animal teeth in it or something. What is that?
Crocodile teeth.
Real croc teeth?
Yep, genuine crocodile.
Well, I'm telling you, you must have leg wrestled that sucker to the ground and pulled them out yourself.
What I sell at my market.
I know. And so the hats too you make. What are the hats made out of?
I don't actually make them, but these are cowhide with crocodile teeth, and I do the kangaroo.
And you do the kangaroo?
Yep.
Wow. You know, I was in Australia, and those kangaroos can be overwhelming.
There's plenty of them.
they run down the street like deer. But it's a little alarming to see that Joey swinging between their legs. And they're pretty aggressive. They can be pretty aggressive too. They'll punch you.
They can. Yes. And I'm up at the north end. So they tend to hide most of the time in the daytime. I have been places for, I think, where have you been? Sydney?
I went to Sydney, went to Melbourne.
Yep.
Uluru.
Yep.
Yeah. But it was a bunch of them. They were like, like deer here. And if one of those suckers hit your car, it'll tear your car up.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Well, and wait a minute. Before we get started, I want to hear about your bull. She got a pet bull, their brains.
My pet buffalo.
Oh, it's a buffalo.
Buffalo.
That's even worse. How in the world did you get a buffalo? Now, I know you leg wrestled the alligator, but what did you do? You wrangled the water buffalo too?
We have the utes. And so we actually took this baby home we was able to lift it on the ute 23 years ago. It was a baby. The mother had been, she lost her mother. So we brought her home. Her and another buffalo. But this one that survived is now 23 years old. She has huge horns.
So what do you do with the damn buffalo? You put him on a leash and walk him around the outback? What do you do with the buffalo?
Almost. We have her as our lawnmower.
Really? Yeah, I guess eating all that fresh grass out there.
Yeah.
And hay.
Very, very fat.
Well, you know what? I was at the zoo. I was telling my friend that it really, really encouraged me to be a vegetarian. The most strongest, affluent animals in the animal kingdom are vegetarians. You look at the elephant. You look at the giraffes. You look at gorillas. And now the water buffalo. They eat no meat. So what do you do? He just eats grass all day and water?
Yep, grass and water.
Wow.
Loves a certain palm leaf. I actually just started feeding her carrots. Her old age, she likes carrots.
Oh, it's a girl?
It's a girl.
What's her name?
Buffalo.
Who?
Very inventive. Buffalo.
Her name's Buffalo.
I go, hey, Buffalo. She comes running.
Oh man, 23 years. That's amazing. That's love. That is a lot of love. Well, thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for being here on The Edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, we are here. We are down in the outback with Jacqueline or Jackie Holden.
Call me Jackie.
Oh, she wants to be Jack. She must have got called Jacqueline when she was in trouble. So I love that.
Absolutely.
No, I love Jackie. You look like a Jackie kind of girl. But Bray, she's going to talk again to us about neurolinguistic programming, how to stop smoking. And let's hope that's weed too. We're going to talk about that because people are, see, it's not legal there in Australia, but it's legal here in the United States, in San Diego or California. And folks smoke weed like cigarettes. So we're going to talk about that. How do you reinvent yourself in 60 and beyond? I don't know. And how do you lose yourself? You know, you can't find yourself until you've lost yourself. We're going to talk about that. And we already talked about the story of the buffalo. And what did you end the hats? How did you get into designing the hats? So let's dial back a little bit, okay? Let's get to know you. Tell us your story, how you show up in the world, Miss Jackie.
Okay. Well, what a story. I believe we've all got stories to tell, especially when we reach the age of good old 60. I was an English girl in a small northern town of England, started traveling, all sorts of different things, down to working in a kibbutz, working on a stud farm. Finally decided to migrate to Australia when I was 30. And before that, I'd also hitchhiked in your beautiful country of USA, from San Francisco up to
Oh,
Seattle,
look,
had a
and wait a
ball.
minute. Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you now, I'm not going to make you self-disclose, but if you came through San Francisco hitchhiking Humboldt County, now I know you got your party on because that's exactly where they get their party on.
We had a ball, my sister and I. It was incredible. Beautiful. But anyhow, emigrated to Australia, ended up in the far north of Darwin, which is a very small place called Humpty Doo. And we've got acreage here. A lot of people sort of have 5, 6 acre blocks. And I was like, why not have a buffalo? You know, to keep the grass down, stop mowing. But from my time there, I sort of fell into doing markets. But before that, I was sort of the chop suit guy, hotel management and different things. And it's sort of quite amazing what life just throws you. And I wanted to do something different, more to help people, instead of sort of doing the retail. And then I found myself not believing in myself. When you look at these other people that could remember things and everything, and then I suddenly thought, we have so much experience of age. I can do this as well as I got my master's in NLP.
Wow.
And I thought, yes, I can do this. People, there's so much anxiety going on in the world, there's so much depression. And besides the life experience, I've now got the tools to help people. It was a bit of the 60-year-old. I sort of forgot to keep believing in myself. I think basically
Well,
now it's believing in ourselves.
you well, honey, you and I are different, okay? Because see, I wear my Australian shirt too, because I love
Oh, cool.
y'all. Not me. I'm gonna be 60 in a couple months, and I am gonna rock it till the wheels fall off. I have not lost myself. I have found myself and reinventing myself over and over again. Girl, I start with my hair options. I put me on a blonde, or I put me on a redhead, straight, curly. It's fun. And
Love it.
so many people, men go through midlife crisis too, but so many women don't want to identify with getting older. And they don't understand that there is a certain gravitas, honey. There is a certain grace that you grow into as you mature. Wouldn't you agree?
I love being in my 50s. I was like, yeah, you go. And I just suddenly, I had a little fall, but I'm on the way up now
Well,
because
what
I
happened?
do.
What fell besides your breasts?
And a few more things too. I think, getting out of bed. But I think I got stuck in this pattern of where I was, and this is what I'd done. And then it was a little bit like I sort of lost my way for a little bit of my adventure. And so just ready to, it's like just putting my nose back out that I'm ready. I've had adventures since I was 18, of going these different places, trying everything, being brave. And suddenly it was like, why have I lost? Why have I sort of settled? And it's like settled, and I was like, no, I don't want to just stay here. I'm ready for more things.
Now, are
I
you
can.
married? Are you married, Jackie?
I'm de facto, yes.
De facto? Okay. You have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. But you got the buffalo.
I got the buffalo.
All right. So you look in the mirror one day and you say, you know what? I am going to start this reinvention process. What did you do? What were some of the first things you did to change your mindset and just the way that you were starting to see things and feel about things?
Right. I took on the my NLP courses to sort of do the training to work out, because I want to be able to work and get money from anywhere and everywhere. So it was like, right, take on my confidence. I did quite a lot of courses, believing in myself. And then the more you do this, the more you think, well, I actually quite know this. And then you just got to put it in place.
Well, what about outside influences? You know, we always hear people talk about, oh, well, you know, at our age and we're getting old and I wouldn't do and I wouldn't wear. How do we shut that noise up? How do we tell that person, look, you know what? I'm about to do it.
I'm with you there. No, we do what we do because it does. I think the biggest thing is we don't let what other people say bother you too much, because you're right, proper. Your good friends, the people that we are, you do as we are. And you, I think more that you be yourself 100%, because that's what you've been growing up, and don't try to hide yourself. You stay in your own self and believe yourself. And I feel real strong that you attract then the right people in your clan.
Right. It's a tribe. It's a tribe.
Your tribe. Yes.
You will attract the right people. Okay. So neuro-linguistic programming. We always talk about the conversation, but we don't talk about the neuro restructuring of NLP, because it takes it down to the cellular level to where you are changing the molecular structure of who you are, in addition to the conversation you're having in your head. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes. We are, and it's back to how you were originally, and just being yourself, and really, as you said, coming back down deep, being yourself. And we've got these wonderful new ways now with the NLP structure that can really help you set yourself free. Set yourself free and be you. And it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. Take my quit smoking. I have come up with this four session program. Some of my clients go, what have you done to me? It was so easy. And they've been stuck on this for years.
Okay. So there's a lot of people that still smoke cigarettes there in Aussie land?
It's getting harder because the price of a packet of cigarettes is so expensive.
Well, how much is a pack of cigarettes there?
If it was, say, a packet of 30 cigarettes, it would be approximately, for that packet in US dollars, approximately 65 US.
Shut the front door. $65?
Yes.
Wow.
Packet of 30. I know. It's crazy.
So we have a packet of 20. And I don't even know the last time. Let me tell you about my cigarette thing. Your brains, I love to tell y'all my story. But, it's probably maybe $10, 10 US dollars here.
Wow. Yes.
So anyway, I was pissed off. And what do? You run to your vice. Is it liquor? Is it sex? Is it porn? Is it drugs? But you run to it, right? Because you think
we call it triggers. What triggers you that you suddenly lose it all?
Exactly. You know what? And it's an excuse. So anyway, I get a cigarette. I'm not going to name the brand. I light it up, and I tell you, like this, I had an allergic reaction. I had snuck and smoked this, and I'm not really a heavy smoker. I would have a pack of cigarettes, and maybe I'd smoke one a day. But my face swole up, the inside of my mouth swole up, my eyes got all itchy, I got welts, and I was like, what the hell is this? Every endorphin fired in my brain. Everything. It was a tingling sensation. And I told my God, I said, if I get off of this one, you don't have to worry about me. And I have never put another one to my lips, and they are awful. The damage that it does and the smell is absolutely horrific. I had a family member that owned a, worked at a dry cleaner's. And so she said, well, bring your clothes and I'll get them dry cleaned. And Jackie, when I got them back, she was a smoker. It was saturated in my clothes. It's in your hair. You can't get it off you. Your breath, it ruins your teeth. Smoking is nasty.
And all the chemicals that they have now put in, which is making it. I have clients who come to me and said, I've done all turkey. I quit without needing anything.
That's what I did.
And it's now, but now in this newest, in the last sort of 10, 20 years, put a lot more chemicals in that people are more addicted, and it's far harder to quit now.
And respiratory issues, long-term effects, you know, and I worry about that because I have sleep apnea, so I snore at night. I shouldn't say I snore, I purr. But sometimes I can catch myself trying to catch my breath. And I know that that is long-term effects from when I used to smoke, and I wasn't a heavy smoker. I can't imagine people that still smoke, 10, 15 cigarettes a day.
And more. I'm dealing with clients that smoke 30 a day. No. Just addicted. And I suppose because up here, they're in the outdoors all the time. They work outdoors. They don't have to, because we're not allowed to smoke indoors anyway now. Oh. It's very much outdoors. But that's the same, you know, you've got your smoking. But it, I think it's like anything, you see, it's like your weight gain. People who can't lose their weight, or I like to say release your weight. Again, it's a lot of mindset where we need to work on originally. Mindset of it's often underlying problems of where did that start from?
Well, see, so, now they have these vapes. Do they vape there in Australia? These vapes.
Absolutely. Kids. People get it now, they are addicted to vape.
Right. And the kids get the vape because it's not quote unquote nicotine. So my niece takes me, she says, oh, auntie, come on. She says, let's go to the vape store. Everybody's vaping. I said, well, you know what, baby? I'm a leader, not a follower. I don't do what everybody does.
I've not heard of a vape store.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. So you go in there and they have a treasure troll of all these exotic flavors, peach and lime and, you know, tutti frutti and peppermint and all this. Some of them have nicotine, others don't. The guy behind the counter, I said, okay, could you tell me the ingredients that are in there? Well, ma'am, you know, it's only four ingredients and, you know, it's safe. What are the four ingredients? Jackie, he couldn't name them. So if you can't name them, I'm not smoking it.
Wow. But
I have a family member that will smoke a cigarette, pull out their vape, and then go get them some weed. And I'm like, your lungs must be full of gunk. So, marijuana, just real quick, because I'm going to get into how, you know, we can try to extract that. So now, you know, marijuana used to be sexy.
That's pretty big here. A lot of people do it over here.
A lot of people smoke weed over there, but it's not legal, correct?
It's not legal.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem to matter.
But it's not even smoking it. Well, see, you got the outback. You could probably grow the best weed ever.
People do.
Okay, but this is the deal. Here, because of the supply and the demand, is genetically modified. They are putting steroids on it. They're putting other kind of additives because they swear that their marijuana can help you with Alzheimer's. It can help you with hunger. It can help you with not eating. It can help you with sleeping. It can help you with seizures. The THC, they want to give that, they want to extract that and give the CBD, the oil.
Yep, they're making it medicinal.
Well, you know, a lot of that is bullshit too. That's just like sugar-free, fat-free, gluten-free. It's supply and demand. How do we start the stopping of the smoking period? I mean, not smoking nothing, brains. Not smoking nothing. What's the first thing we need to do, Jackie?
My biggest thing is, the strongest thing I say to people, when you come to me to quit smoking, you are not replacing anything except fresh air. I don't want you to replace it with a mint. I don't want you to replace it with anything. The biggest thing is, it's a bit like if you think of smoking a cigarette for these people, how many times do they actually every puff they have, how many times do they breathe in? How many times do they breathe in? So I say, hi, let's do breath work. So we work on breath work. Each time, instead of having a cigarette, you're using your breath. And that's the only thing you replace smoking with is breathing, taking extra deep breaths.
Okay. Very simplistic. But this is a habit. It's the hand to mouth.
I say to people, I say, do this and breathe.
Okay. All right.
Get it with them. But also, anytime there's triggers, I get them to slowly start quitting smoking. And it's what I call train your brain. You see, you each time you want a cigarette, at the beginning, I say, go and do something else for 10 minutes. If you still want that cigarette, maybe have that one. And this is, I get them over 2 weeks to slowly cut down, cut down, cut down. But each time they want it, that's what I'm saying, training your muscle of your brain to, okay, no, I don't need it. Go away, do something else. Go away, do something else. Keep breathing. Try just, if you want that cigarette, go outside, because that's normally where people go to have a smoke. And I'll say, right, I want you to just do your deep breathing. Spend, how many minutes will it take you to have a cigarette? Spend your 3 minutes deep breathing. And carry on and do something. Then if you want your cigarette, have it. And slowly and surely, I'm getting them to replace something. So by the time they come to me, their session, second or third session, I then do a little bit of hypnosis.
Oh, so you put the
yes.
Spinelli
so I'm
on,
using
right?
The hypnosis and the NLP. But I've been using the hypnosis in the two sessions before. The third session, they're right ready, and I give it to them strong.
Oh boy. So you change the conversation. Okay, so when you do the hypnotherapy and you just, I know you can't give all of your intellectual property, but what kind of things do you tell them to reframe, to reprogram that desire to want that poison?
Whatever. I've done the homework first of the first few sessions. So I'm finding what are their triggers? What are their reasonings that they are reaching for a cigarette? So much so has been anxiety or stress. There's something happening, so somebody wants a cigarette. You know, so we work on that with the NLP techniques. And so when we're going to hypnosis, putting them into this hypnosis, taking them on a beautiful walk in the forest, but I am actually using the triggers that they've already told me, putting it into them and changing their mindset through this hypnosis as well. It's all completely individual, so that when they come out of that, and then I'll redo it and give them that, it's individual and it's addressing their triggers. All right. I said, I've had clients say how easy it was, and they've been
a lot of people use months. Hypnosis for to stop smoking. I got yes. A family member that both their lungs have collapsed, both of them, and they still smoke. Wait, and they on an oxygen tank, and they take that nose piece off, put it down, and go have a cigarette. So that lets you know how addictive this is. But you know, when people get off nicotine too, they can have nicotine headaches, and they don't know how to deal with the physical effects, because it's not just mental. You know,
there's very short. Yeah, the nicotine is actually very short-lived, because the biggest problem with quit smoking is habit by far. Nicotine is out of your system within 24 hours.
Really?
People don't realize that, but it's when you actually go to sleep and have a good long sleep and get back up in the morning, technically the nicotine has virtually gone, the actual nicotine itself, and it's a lot more the habit. So much so is the habit.
Yeah,
but the chemicals they have put in the cigarettes these days are making it a lot more difficult.
Right, it's because it's not just the nicotine.
Yes. It's not just the nicotine.
It's everything else. And it's
the terrible chemicals.
If they can get you to pay almost $65 a pack of cigarettes for 30.
Exactly. It actually makes my life easier when I give them the price. You see, they go, well, I've made that in 2-3 weeks.
That's crazy. So you said in about 4 sessions, people kind of start breaking the habit?
Sessions, that they've broken it. Done.
You got a pretty good success rate?
Excellent. Yes.
Wow.
The
Do you
people that are, they really, you know, because of the session, the way I'm setting it out, I can feel it and you're hearing it, and I'm with them the whole 4 session period. They're checking in with me on their phones. We're, you know, I'm not leaving them alone. We're really working together. Set them up for success is the biggest
All
thing. I'm
right.
setting them up for success that you're not being left. And then they come to see me a week after.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right.
Well, Brains, I
Yes.
need you to now, do you work remotely?
I work remotely. I do it online.
You can
I've been
hypnotize
doing
somebody,
that.
Jackie, online. You can take them down online.
I do. Yes.
Really?
That's the
Okay.
beauty. As long as I've got my little laptop, I can treat anybody anywhere.
You see how she twitches her nose? She can anybody. I love that. I love that. So let's ask you some fun questions. So people want to get to know you. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
Whoa. With the tap.
The tap was, what's that? That's a British.
But sorry, I'd be
Spigot, the
drinking
water,
water,
faucet.
drinking water.
Really?
Beautiful fresh water.
Okay, well, good, because I would be the Cuisinart, because I want to mix it up.
You'd be the what? I missed that.
Cuisinart, you know, the big blender that makes the dough for the cookies and
Okay.
the cakes.
There
Yeah,
you go. So you need me to make you dough. You need the water to go in your dough.
I need the water to go on my dough. Absolutely. What things make you laugh? Because you got a beautiful smile and laugh. What makes you happy?
Other people being happy and having fun.
Mm.
And forgetting the world around us and the politics and everything that's going on, and being with your heartfelt friends, and just enjoying what the universe has naturally got us. I love that, and love humor.
It seems like it. What are three things you can't live without?
Three things I can't live without: my water, my dog, my good legs for walking,
Okay.
fresh air. I
Fresh.
love the open air, fresh air. I just love the beauty of being in the open. We have so much open space and I love it. I'm not a city person.
Okay. Now, everybody doesn't believe in reincarnation. I do. But if you come back, have an opportunity to come back, what would you come back as? How could people recognize you if you came back to the earth after your transition?
The powerful goddess.
Oh, shoot.
In
All right, go on with
this
you now.
beautiful tribe, helping people.
Absolutely. 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 Well, that's powerful. I love that. What do you want your legacy to be, Jackie?
I met that girl, and she was so much fun, and she made an impact in my life.
That's sweet. That is really sweet. What's on your life list that you haven't done that you still yet have to do?
Whoa, I have accomplished so much in my life. I often think, you know, working in kibbutzes, being up in top of mountains, selling ice cream on a lake to nudist colony. I have done looting and jumping out of airplanes. I feel like I've done so much, but I want to just now ideally just relax out. My ideal would be to be in a beautiful village with a lovely tribe, just enjoying being the still. I'd actually love to spend time with the great shaman.
Really? You
Oh,
thought you're ready
shaman
for,
guru.
you're waiting for your, well, you are already in that space because you understand NLP and that's tapping into the subconscious mind, and that's where you go when you're on your spiritual quest and spiritual awakening. You go to the deepest part of your brain, to the part that you don't even know exists. So that would be good. But would you take ayahuasca? Would you taste the magic mushrooms? Because you know that's really popular here too in the United States. Now they're trying to get really they're trying to get hallucinogenics, these magic mushrooms. They're trying to get them legal.
I'll stick being on high with just natural life, the fresh air.
That and a couple shots of tequila.
I do like my a glass of wine.
Yeah, well that's
or
good.
A cold beer.
But you know, we go through so many things in our life. You know, in our adolescence, we are experimental and we've got peer pressure and we want to be along. And sometimes people get addicted to things like cigarettes or alcohol or drugs or sex. And it really puts them in a state of depression. They feel that they cannot function without this. It's a codependency. Does that dependency, the craving may go away, but that need and that desire to be dependent upon something else, does that ever really go away, Jackie?
That is a difficult question for each as an individual. I personally believe that we can give others the tools to help them. I think from my own experience of life that I have had, but it will always be there in the back of your mind. We would just give people help, the tools that they need to keep on and to have. There's no reason why they can't have a beautiful life. I believe it is still there in the background always, because it's something we can give us, particularly young people, more and more beautiful memories. Then it becomes so much in the background. Well, I do believe it will always be there. I think it's that we seem to have the youth today a lot more issues with depression. I think of the world, and I think there's a lot of things like the TV and the radio and the internet. They're all on the internet of all these negative things. But I feel like to make a time to put all these things behind, just sit it down, maybe just use it for an hour, take some time to yourself.
Because it's very addicting. It's very
addicting. Be there in the presence, not of looking what you can do tomorrow. Be there right now with the people you're with, or go and take a walk. Don't take your earphones, don't take things, just let your mind settle and listen.
I know, you got to quiet the monkey mind.
Yes.
It's like meditation. You know, I did that a couple times. I forgot my battery was low on my iPad, and I love music, you know, because it gets my pace going. But just the stillness, just the sound of nature, whatever, the traffic or the birds or the wind or the ocean, just to hear that sound. People have...
But I think you need to just sit down and listen to... Just listen. Listen to what is around you with no other outdoor influences. No music, no TV. Just listen to what is actually around you.
Exactly. Exactly. So as you and the buffalo out there and all that acreage, what's your day look like when you wake up in the morning? What the heck do you do?
You know, I go and sing to my buffalo.
Oh.
I used to play the clarinet with her, but I'll go. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roams. And she comes running out. And then when we sort of pat her bottom, her tail goes up, and then her horns are very big, very big. So she loves you to just give her a rub of the ears. So my morning sets off that my dog wakes me up, beautiful dog, and we go feed the chooks and say, hello, buffalo, and she'll come, and we have a sing to the buffalo. And me and the dog will actually get in the car and go somewhere beautiful, like a beautiful lake. And we just go for a walk and then sit and be before we even start looking at the world. That's where amazing. I was this morning. It's a beautiful natural lake.
Wow, that is absolutely wonderful. And you are absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us those great tips and suggestions. Brains, apply those to other things in your life. Stop and take a breath. Whether you realize it or not, our Creator, the breath, was the very first gift that was given to us. When the baby comes out of the womb, they slap that bun, and you know, now they don't slap, they thump their feet. but they open those lungs.
The magic of breathing. Yes.
It gives you the capacity. When you are stressed out, what do they say? Take a few deep breaths. When you're constipated, take a few deep breaths. When you are exhausted, take a few deep breaths. So when you are in need or you are triggered by something, take a few deep breaths. Thank you so much for breathing with us and breathing into us, Jack. You are the best. Tell my brains how to
thank
get in contact.
Thank you so much, April.
Tell my brains how
happy
to get in contact.
Day.
I know. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know. Look at all my flowers. I love it.
Oh, lucky.
They're loving me. They're loving me today. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I love them to work with you. And she's so, you know, she's so perky and chippery. That should be fun to work with her.
I can put a link in, but if it's the Quit Smoking Coach 1 at gmail.com.
The quit smoking or quick?
Q-U-I-T, quit, stop.
Quit, stop smoking.
Quit Smoking Coach.
Quit Smoking Coach. Brains
number
checker.
Number one.
We're going to put that at the back of the interview to make sure that people reach out to you. Brains, I need you to go in and handle your business, okay? I need you not to quit this. I need you to start this right here. I need you to go in and like, love, share, and subscribe. Like, love, share, and subscribe. Say that with me, Jackie. Like, love, share, and subscribe. Right, okay? Because I need you guys.
Love this.
You know, so you can keep getting this information so I can keep going to the land down under. Oh, and also you didn't tell them that they could purchase the hats.
They can purchase the hats from the Quit Smoking Coach 1 or come and see me when you come to Australia at the Mindle Beach Sunset Market.
Wow, and maybe you can get you
up in Darwin.
Maybe you can get you a crocodile or alligator tutu.
My very, very popular kangaroo hats.
Kangaroo hats. Hop on that, brain.
Where I have them all jumping.
That's what I said. You got to hop on it. Thank you so much, baby. Come back and visit me on the edge. Keep me informed, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
A fabulous evening, all of you over there.
All right. Thank you.
Blaine, a beautiful morning.
Try to quit smoking.
Breathe deeply. Magic of our breath.